Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 28th day of the month of Shvat. As always, it is great to be back with all of you. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email to sponsor future programs. We greatly appreciate all of your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please know the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Penny Dunner of the Young Israel of North Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Dunner slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and will be followed by the Mishnah Berachah L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Dunner to learn more about his wonderful community in North Beverly Hills. I believe the last time we had Rabbi Dunner on, it was way back in the early days of the call. I think it was back in May. I'm certainly looking forward to that conversation. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Dunner.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and thank you all for being on. And I thought I would share with you all the importance of saying Tehillim out loud, and in fact, the importance of speaking any words of Torah out loud when you learn them, and not just to read them using your eyes. You know why? Because saying the words out loud is actually what offers us true protection from harm. I want to share with you this wonderful Gemara in Erevin, it's Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mahalich Baderech Ve'eni Emoi Levoya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, someone who's on a journey, and he doesn't have a companion, he's on his own, she's on her own, by themselves, and they're afraid. Yasek b'Torah, they should engage in Torah study. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Mishlein, this it uses a double meaning in the Hebrew word, ki libyaschein heim l'roshecha, for they are a graceful wreath, a libyaschein for your head. But the word libyas has a double meaning, can also mean accompaniment. So the Pasuk is interpreted here by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in another way, not the plain translation, to mean that the Torah is a graceful accompaniment to anyone who is traveling. And the Gemara goes on to offer a more literal understanding of the very same pasuk. Chosh b'roshay yasek b'torah. Someone who's got a bit of a headache should engage in Torah study, because it says in the pasuk, ki liv yaschein heim l'roshecha, for your head. Chosh b'groina, someone's got a pain in his throat, a throat ache, should engage in Torah study. Why? Because the pasuk continues, va'anokim l'gargaroy secha, necklaces around your neck. Chosh b'meol, do you have a bit of a stomach ache? Something wrong with your intestines, something not quite right down there, should engage in Torah study. Yasek b'Torah. Why? Because it says, Rifus tehi l'sharecha. It will be healthy for your stomach. Chosh ba'atzmoisov. Somebody who's got pain in their bones. Yasek b'Torah. They should engage in Torah study, because it says, this is all in the same pasuk in Mishlei, v'shikui la'atzmoisecha, marrow to your bones. The words of Torah is going to strengthen your bones. And here we have something from another pasuk in Mishlei, also from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He says this: someone who has pain over their entire body, chosh b'chol gufoy, yasek b'Torah. The Gemara says he should engage in Torah study. Why? Because it says ulechol b'saroi marpe. It will be healthy for all of his flesh, for his entire body. I'm missing out a small piece of the Gemara because it's the next piece that matters. May dichsid ki noim ki tishmerim b'vitnecha. The Gemara continues with a praise for Torah study and knowledge. And Rav Ami said, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, for it's a pleasant thing if you keep them within you, let them be firmly attached together to your lips. So we spoke about the fact that Torah study and saying and having knowledge of Torah, the study of Torah, is something that can protect you from all kinds of harm if you're walking on a journey and you're on your own, you're a bit frightened, or if you've got to aches and pains, wherever they are. But how do we know that what does this pasuk teach us? And he offers a beautiful answer. This is why it's so important to say Tehillim out loud, not just to read it without articulating the words with your mouth. Amosai divrei Torah ne'inim. When are the words of Torah pleasant? Bizman shetishmerein bevitnecha. When you keep them within you and you know them, so you have to have knowledge of them, you have to know that they are important, you have to know what they mean. The Amosai tishmerein bevitnecha. And how do we know that you keep them within you? The only way that's possible is bizman sheyikoinu yachtob asfasecha, when they are attached together to your lips, when you articulate them audibly and expound them. The words of Torah is not something that you read in a book or you heard once in a drasha. And when you say Tehillim, it's not good enough just to open the Tehillim and look at the words. You have to say them out loud. You have to say the words with your mouth so that you can hear yourself saying them. That's when you know that you're going to be guarded from all, against all the different things that can affect you and that can affect others. You can know everything you want. You can know every part of the Torah you want, but if you don't say them out loud, you won't offer the level of protection that we need so much. So may the beautiful words of Tehillim that we say out loud continue to protect us and all of Klal Yisrael. We'll begin with chapter 23, with capital Chof Gimel of Tehillim. I'm going to say it slowly, and please say it aloud together with me. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai Roi Loi Echzor, Binois Deshe Yarbitzeni, Almei Menuchos Yinahaleni, Nafshi Yeshoived Yancheni, Lemaglei Tzedek Leman Shemoi, Gam Ki Eilech Begei Tzalmoves, Loi Ira Ra, Ki Ata Imodi, Shivdecho Umishantecho, Hema Yinachamuni, Taroich Lefonai Shulchan, Neged Peroroi, Dishanta Vashemen Roishi, Koisi Revoyo, Ach Toiv Vochesed Yirdefuni, Kol Yemei Chayoi, Veshavti Veveis Adonai, Leorech Yomim. We're now going to turn to chapter 121, Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph in Tehillim. Shir Lamalois, Esoi Nai El Hehorim, Me'ayin Yavoi Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Oisei Shomayim Vaoretz, Al Yitein Lamoit Raglecha, Al Yonum Shoimrecha, Inei Lo Yonum Velo Yishon, Shoimer Yisrael, Adonai Shoimrecha, Adonai Tzilecha Al Yad Yeminecha, Yoimam Hashemesh Lo Yakeko, Beyoreach Baloila, Adonai Yishmorecha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeisecha Uvayecha, Me'ata V'ad Oilam. And a final chapter of Tehillim, Kuf Lamed 130, Shir Hamalois, Bimamakim Krosicha Adonai, Adonai Shima'o Bekoili, Vihiena Oznecho Kashuvois, Lekol Tachanunoi, Im Avonois Tishmorio, Adonai Mi Amoid, Ki Imecho Hasilicho, Leman Tivorei, Kivisi Adonai Kiveso Napshi, Velidvoroi Hoicholti, Napshi Ladonai Mishamirim Laboike, Shamirim Laboike, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki im Adonai Hachesed, Baharbei Imoi Fedus, Behu Yifte Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonai Sov. We're going to say the special Mishaberach, the prayer for all those who are sick, and we want to wish them a Refuah Shleima and daven for their complete recovery. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo yivorech v'yirape es hacholim. Ba'avur shekol hakohol mispalalim ba'avuram. Bishazer hakadosh baruch hu yimale rachamim aleihem. Lachalimam ulerapoisam. Ulachazikam ulachayoisam. Yishlach lohem mehera refuah shalema min ha'shamayim. Lechol evareihem. L'chol gidehe, b'soich sh'or choylei Yisrael, b'fuas ha'nefesh v'fuas ha'guf, hashto b'agolo b'zman koriv v'noymar, amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, ha'nesunim b'tzora u'v'shivyo, ha'oimdim bein b'yom u'vein b'yabosho, ha'makomi rachem aleihem, v'yoytzieim mitzora u'lirvocho, u'me'afeilo l'oira, ומשיבוד לגאולה, פשטו בגולו ובזמן קוריב, ובנאמר, אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Danner. As we transition into the next segment of our call, first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
We are all Baruch Hashem well. We are healthy. Unfortunately, there have been those who have had the virus in our community, but thankfully, no one has succumbed. And at the moment, we are looking forward. We are able to reopen our shul. Our shul has been closed for a year. We're able to reopen the shul in March. We'll still be socially distanced inside the shul, but we're able to go back into our building. And thankfully, Baruch Hashem, the numbers in Los Angeles County have dramatically declined over the past week or two, and we're hoping that that decline continues.
We certainly hope so. I'm so grateful. I'm happy to hear that the shuls in Los Angeles are able to reopen once again. It's really been so long, and those of us watching from other parts of the country and in the strict lockdown that's been in place are certainly happy to hear that things are progressing forward. So it's a good jumping point for us to get us started. For our listeners who might not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and share a little bit about the community with us?
Well, first of all, Rabbi Herman, we welcome anybody. Once the virus is over and travel is safe and people are able to travel around again, we look forward to anyone coming to visit our shul. We love guests and we love hospitality in our shul. So we hope that we'll have some visitors in the very near future. Our community is made up of about 120 families. We live in North Beverly Hills, which is actually the better known, the more famous part of Beverly Hills. There are other shuls in Beverly Hills, but ours is the most northern shul, very close to where the hills start to incline upwards. We're just south of Santa Monica Boulevard, next to an area of Beverly Hills known as the Flats, which is where most of our community live. And it's predominantly, but not entirely, empty nesters. There's a few families. And it's a very tight-knit and wonderful community full of people who are committed to the Yiddishkeit, and we have shiurim. And we, in fact, besides for the period somewhere around, Pesach, well, we stopped meeting last year, Purim, just after Purim. We were closed for about 2 months. We reopened briefly in the shul for weekday davening for about a month, but we haven't been in the shul properly since last March, but we have had minyanim since June, and we put a tent up in the tennis court of one of our members' gardens, and we've been meeting there ever since. We had Rosh Hashanah there, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hanukkah, every morning and every evening. We've never missed a minyan, Baruch Hashem, and our community is very committed to our kehila continuing and thriving.
Beautiful, and certainly the weather in Los Angeles generally cooperates to enable and allow what many other parts of the country cannot afford to be able to maintain minyanim outdoors throughout the year. So certainly happy to hear that things are moving in the right direction. Next question for you, what drove or propelled you to go into the rabbinate and more specifically to become a pulpit rabbi?
Well, you know that the Dunner family is a rabbinic family for many generations. In fact, I am a fifth-generation rabbi. My grandfather's great-uncle, after whom he was named, was the chief rabbi of Holland, and he died in 1912 or 1911, and he was born in, 1835 or 1840 or something like that. So we go back many, many generations. My grandfather was the Oshav Bezin in London for many years. He passed away in 2007. My father was also a rabbi, although he never had a pulpit. He wasn't a community rabbi, but he was the director of an organization called the Conference of European Rabbis, which is the European counterpart to the RCA. And he was very prominent in Jewish activities across Europe. So I come from a rabbinic family, so I guess it was obvious that that was always going to be a choice. And in fact, straight after I finished my Jewish history degree, I became the rabbi of a shul in London, and I've been a rabbi ever since.
Amazing. And all of those who benefit from your Torah and engagement with you certainly are the beneficiaries of that decision. Last question for the day. At this time, we're progressing forward with the rollout of the vaccines throughout the country and the world. But as much as there is a light at the end of the tunnel, we're still very much in the thick of things. However, as we think forward and with great hope and optimism about what the world might look like with limited COVID-19 or even the elimination of it, please God, one day, we think about our shuls, we think about our communities. What communal changes do you anticipate for your shul and perhaps even the broader Jewish community as we look forward towards the future?
I think there's been a lot of positives that have come out of COVID. I always try and look for the upbeat message rather than the downbeat message. And one of them is that a lot of us are much more familiar with technology than we would have been had it not been for COVID. I'd never given a Zoom share before COVID. Now I regularly give Zoom shiurim. I have my own YouTube channel. I'm able to send out shiurim far and wide across the world, even though I had done YouTube lectures before, but they were sporadic. It wasn't something that I focused on. Now I think that that technology enables us to reach a much wider audience, and it's possible to do that. I think people recognize the fragility of life, and that might have rededicated them to Yiras Hashem, to being Yirei Shamayim, wanting to daven, wanting to be together with the community, wanting to make sure that they're more serious about their Yiddishkeit. I think that we are going to see that very much once people come back together, that they celebrate the fact that we can have a Jewish community and have Jewish tradition, and that we have something to hold on to. Onu Amelim Behem Amelim, we say when we make a Siyum, that there's a lot going on in the world, and a lot of it is pretty futile, but we have the ability in our Amelus to be Omel in Torah, to be Omel in Yiddishkeit, to be involved and engaged in things which are constructive and have a strategy for a long-term future for ourselves and for our children, for our families, and for Klal Yisrael. And that really, I think, is a message that was hammered home as we all sat on our own, and are sitting on our own at home. And I think it's important that that's what's going to be the way of life after the COVID crisis and the pandemic is over.
Mir Hashem, please God, and we certainly hope that will be very, very soon. Rabbi Duner, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered Latova for good, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please note that I'll be out of the studio tomorrow. However, my colleague and good friend, Rabbi Avi Heller, will be in, so you will all be in good hands. Please join him tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Phil Moskowitz of Boca Raton Synagogue in Boca Raton, Florida. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.